They do have.
Okay, Nadon.
You're Hogan.
Yeah. Your mic is on top like mine, yeah, right. Don.
Nadon? Nadon.
This looks like the top name.
Oh.
N-A-D-O-N.
Oh. Nadan. Nadan, I just want to say Nadan and BQE. I think we all know it's the same person.
Right.
Just the same.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
But while we're on the subject of BQE and Nadan, I know when I first started with the authority, Richie was getting money off of Nadan from Campos Plaza.
Okay.
Campos Plaza was one of the roofs that he did over there. What he got, I have no idea, but an idle conversation was there. As far as BQE is concerned, yes, there was a couple of jobs that I was on. I was approached on, remember one project that was Shed, oh, and Penn Worthman.
Sheepshead or Penn Worthman?
Sheepshead and Penn Worthman.
And Penn Worthman. Right.
Penn Worthman, I believe he gave me either $1,000 or $1,500 on Sheepshead Bay. I was either $500 or $1,000, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but there's a balance of $500.
Still owed to you.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if you want, we can set something up where I could try and get him to pay me, you know, while I'm wired with John.
Right.
Okay, next guy.
Tycoon.
Tycoon, I met once, an idle conversation over in the Soundview, just like December or something like that. The guy's name is Nick. I just haven't been talking, I got transferred, blah, blah, blah. And now Richie Panisi has my contracts, and he was very pleased to hear that Richie has Barry House. In Staten Island.
That's a new job.
Right, which hasn't started yet.
Right.
Because of the weather.
And Tycoon will be handling that too.
Right. Tycoon is the contractor.
Right.
Because he happens to know Richie from past.
Right.
Because Tycoon also has other names also, which I haven't found out yet what the other names are.
Okay. Next. Antos.
Okay. Antos.
Oh, Antos.
Antos, you also see Foray over there.
Yes, right below Antos.
Antos and Foray are the same.
Okay.
Antos gave up the name or went bankrupt. I have no idea. But he's now Foray. I found out through a pre-star meeting I had with him the last month. And
okay.
Spiro is the guy's name. Spiro approached me at Brook Allen because there was a problem with leaks over there, which the job's not a guarantee yet. And he wanted to, didn't come out and ask, you know, about money, but how can we work this out where, because I found so much shit there that was wrong, which I do have on tape somewhere else.
Right, right. And when you say, what was the name you gave the project?
Brook Allen.
Right. Some people I've heard pronounce that Brookline. I imagine it's the same one. It's spelled something like Brooklyn, but it's... How would you spell it? Just
I'm not sure. Yeah.
But it's somewhat like, looks like the name Brooklyn, but it's different.
It doesn't look, well, Brook... I'm not sure. B-R-U something.
Oh, like B-R-E-U, I think it starts with something like that.
I have to look it up.
All right. I can look in the book.
But again, when we did the pre-start for Melrose, which I'm not the inspector, you know, but I was there with the inspector, guy Nick. He approached me there again. Are you going to be the inspector? You know, I can work with you. I don't know this guy. And also, are you getting Bronx River, which Marty Marte got.
Okay.
Well, so you get the job. If you're going to have a contract, I will definitely get the job.
Right, right.
And I said to which not take somewhere else, you know what the hell you mean by that.
Right.
I don't even know which hole in the wall, but I guess you know it's for Richard Bernice.
That's it. Yeah.
Next.
Alright. Polis?
Pilos or Polis.
Okay.
He's the one who had the fire up in the Bronx. Had to kill him his job. So John don't know who Polis is.
Okay.
He was a subcontractor for Marty Marte over in Cassidy Lafayette in Staten Island. He did most of the work. You know, he was a contractor.
Okay.
There and deal went down with Richie. Richie and Marte and Pilos made a deal, and I don't know exactly how much. I think Richie's only $1,500, something. And I believe I got $500 out of it.
Okay.
And it was bullshit that he doesn't trust Marty, and he's the one to go back for the rest of the money.
Oh. So he thought Marty might be wired or something, so you understand. Think,
I think Richard's just a fucking schemer playing English.
Right, right.
It was all a bunch of bullshit, knowing what I know about him now.
He might have went back and collected the money, and you just didn't hear about it.
Because he was also in Staten Island a couple of times, too, which no one knows about.
Right.
When he was supposed to be in Manhattan.
Right. All right. Phoenix.
Phoenix and AJ. Both of them. Phoenix. And AJET was a joint venture for Queensbridge, which you all know about.
AJET phonetically would be like AJET.
AJET.
Okay.
Really good
you can turn up the light if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll help you.
That was a joint venture for Queensbridge.
Okay.
Now, also, Ypsilon is there also.
Right next to, yeah, next one in line.
I understand Phoenix gave up their name Phoenix and went to Ypsilon because Ypsilon used to work for the authority, but I think they were defaulters, and now they're clean, and they're not using Ypsilon.
Okay.
But these people are going to talk about, I'm also frightened that they're financing.
Yeah, sure.
They're connected, and I know something can go wrong with things.
Right, right. As I told you before, I think this should be a bag over the head type testimony, but we'll see what they work out.
Now, on this year's deal, Richie had, again, I think on a previous tape, Richie Panisi had told me that he would like to set up a deal with me, the Bronx, and Brooklyn, Joe Scavo, Tony Malagrino. That he would work out a deal with us all, that he would make the deals with the contractor, sell, collect the money himself, we wouldn't have to bother with anything, with any contractor, and he would be free and clear.
Right.
He would do everything himself.
Right. The contractor wouldn't know you were taking anything, he would just know Richie's handling things.
Right. Now, that deal went on with Phoenix and AJ.
Okay.
And Richie came back to me. Before I go into that, my partake in all of this is not to have the roof being done loudly. Because like I said before, you go to any roof, take any test gun, wherever you want, and my roof will come up clean. None of my roofs have leaked yet in the past 3 years.
Right.
And I don't think they ever will. They may get one or two.
You're meant to be an expediter, make sure the payments went through quickly, get paperwork done quickly, stuff like that.
The extras, any legit extras that came through, I would have to make sure I make my license fast, get memos from design, from project, from borough, do everything fast, not like road construction's late for 2-3 months.
Right.
My job is to do everything fast, especially when we talk about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I think you'll have to grant us our grants. That it probably would have got more later on. It never got that far, but we understand that on other jobs, roofs may not have been done underneath cooling tower somewhere, maybe some wiped away, stuff like that, but that never happened on your job while you were there inspecting.
Right. Also, whether it's on Phoenix again, not eight yet. Phoenix did a job in East Wall. For $1 million. And I understand Richie got at least $10,000 on that one. There was also a Pilos or Pilos where they were doing the parapet walls. It was like $100,000 extra. And I said Richie got another $10,000 for that. The reason why I know all this is because let's call me dirty. Alright?
You were one of the guys for a while.
Uh-huh. They confided in me. The contractor confided in me. That's how I found out all this shit.
I believe you told me sometimes on extras you heard figure 10% given and stuff?
Oh yeah, 10% easy on our next.
Right.
Especially if they're not legit.
Right. I didn't want to confuse, but when you say $1,500 payoff, they were just like tip money, but when something extra was really done, Richie could collect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was Phoenix, and Ypsilon was the next one, so you already mentioned them. A-Jet is the next one, we already tied him in. Next one there is JMG?
J-N-G.
J-N is a Nancy.
June, N for Nancy, G for George.
Okay, J-N-G.
I'm not so sure about them. The only thing I can say about him is that in 95, Christmas of 95, he invited me down to his office for a drink. I went there on my way out, he brought me to the garage, he gave me an envelope with $1,000 in there. But I understand Richie had dealings with him.
Right.
Now, Richie also was doing a lot of work in Manhattan with all these people.
Right.
And whatever he had in Manhattan, I was supposed to get 50% also. But there was always excuses that this, that, this leaks, this, and the payments are going through, nobody was on payments, and I saw plain English guts. Shit.
This might be a good time to interject with Richie's underhanded dealings, even with his fellow conspirators.
Yes. About that.
Dishonor among thieves, as I like to call it.
The deal with Phoenix, that Richie told me, Phoenix and A-Jet, was supposed to be $20,000. I was supposed to get 10 of that.
Right. 50% split.
Right. I saw, before I got to that, I had a little beef with Richie, a personal beef where he's out of money. Personal meaning that car insurance, I had him under my policy. I tried to get him off. It took him a while before I turned the plates, before he gave me the plates. And because of that, then he starts thinking about other things, especially with all this increases he went with. He wasn't getting his payoffs. I turned around and went to Phoenix and asked him what the deal was.
After Richie had said $20,000 was the payoff, you went and checked.
And George told me it was $30,000. And he had already given him something like $18,000. I saw $3,000 of it.
What, you told me George looked nervous. He may have even been giving you a lower number trying to keep you calm from Richie.
It's a possibility. And he says, I don't understand it. You two guys are supposed to be cousins. And why is Richie fucking you? And in the meantime, George went back and asked Richie. Richie swore on his kids that he gave me what I was entitled, what I was supposed to be. My share.
Right.
And at that point, I had told George, very pissed as I was, deal is off with Richie, deal with me. And whenever I had a payment go in, I got money for it.
Right.
Money is added up to around $5,000.
Right.
There are still monies left over, which Richie's now doing that contract, which he'll probably be collecting.
Did Richie ever... I guess this isn't even important, but Richie ever contact you and say how pissed he was
that's
to talk to this guy?
That's a good one, isn't it? He never, ever asked me that fucking question. I completely forgot about that.
I mean, if he swear to the contract that he gave you everything, you'd think he'd call you up and say, how the hell could you say this? I didn't do that, no.
Jack, you have no fucking idea how much I wanted to talk about this. Especially this one. But I couldn't tell anybody.
Right.
It's been in me for I don't know how long now. And finally, I'm happy to get it out.
Right.
And I want to say one thing also. I mean, I've done what I've done. I think if I didn't hook up with Richie 3 years ago when I first met him at Strauss, I don't think any of this would have happened to me. Really.
Maybe you might have been the only clean inspector in structure. It seems like everybody else is.
I don't know.
Right,
but
I don't
like
know.
I said, at this stage of the game, I'm 57 years old. Where the fuck am I going to go for a job?
Right.
Not a great job, but a decent job.
Right.
Not a hard-working job.
Right.
And I would like to keep my job.
We're getting that guaranteed.
What else?
Next up, BQE, but we already did them. Now, power maintenance.
Well, power maintenance, we know, I mean, I've said before, I think, that they...
Right.
That Richie has had dealings with power maintenance when he did tap houses.
Right.
Over Manhattan. And he did the entire job over there, and I know he got big ones over there.
And today is February 4th, if I remember, Tuesday, and I believe tomorrow you're going to meet with Power Maintenance,
right?
Right. Yes. Just wanted to get the date on here so we know what's going on. All right, B&H.
Okay, here's B&H.
Like Barbara and Henry, B&H.
B&H is a brand new contractor that came to work for the authority. The guy got his job for $75,000 at Red Hook, and he also got another job over in Manhattan with Richie Finisi. With me first, he started. When he came to work, before he started work, the questions I asked him about roofing and what he did, he led me to believe he knew nothing, which finally meant to me he knew nothing about roofing.
This was like at a pre-start meeting where you found out this guy really didn't know what the
hell he was doing. Yeah, before a pre-start meeting, at the pre-start meeting, and at the pre-start.
Right.
And, by the way, his wife's father works as a maintenance man or something over at Plant Houses.
Oh?
Yeah. Very surprising. Anyway, B&H. He knew nothing about the paperwork, the procedures we go through, nothing whatsoever.
Which could swamp a contract. If you don't know about our paperwork, you're bankrupt.
He kept approaching me. When I say approaching me, not with money, but hints. Can you help me, please, this, that, the whole nine yards. Can you help me show me how to do roofing?
You mentioned before to me, you said, you know, I'll show you appreciation, I'll...
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. The code words.
Mm-hmm. I'll be grateful. You help me, I'll help you. One edge voice for
right.
Another.
Right.
Understanding it, my word is my bond, and so on and so on.
Right.
And, I proceeded to help him as far as I told him what equipment to go out and buy. He had no equipment. He had to spend $46,000 for brand new equipment. Paperwork, I had to show him how to fill this paperwork out for him. As far as a course breakdown, a progress schedule, a pencil copy, his other paperwork that he needed for housing. And roofing, like I said, it's either you have the men qualified for the roof. I had to physically show these guys how to do roofing, which was okay, but I also told him he had to get a couple of key men, and I told him when he gets the key men, he robbed actually one man from J&G and one man from Marty. When I say robbed, he offered him one more key man on the right corner.
Believe you told me that he had some experience in structural type work, such as brickwork and stuff,
yeah.
But he really wasn't a roof person.
No.
That's the problem, right?
No. And in appreciation, he had asked me how much do I think it's worth. And we didn't mention the price, but I looked at him and, how did I go? Jesus Christ. How much do you think it's worth? And back and forth. Finally, I said $3,000 or something like that. And he's like, give me $4,000. And after the first thing was signed, sent in, and he got his check, sent somebody down to give me $1,500. So in reality, the balance of $2,500.
Still owed.
Still owed.
Unless Richie's collected it.
Doesn't make sense. Sound right. Still owed.
Yeah, but that's the way it works. And Richie may have collected it for you,
Right. Now, if Richie didn't collect it, maybe John wants to, we could always find out from B&H. If he didn't collect it,
you could still collect it if John so desires.
Right. And try and set Richie up because Richie also collected money when he did the job in Manhattan. That's what Richie told me.
Right, so Richie's had experience with this contract, but has with many. All right, last one, VMK.
There's another one I hate to touch because probably highly connected, especially his son or the father. Don't want to fucking kill me. That's for sure.
This would be a good reason for John to, at the end of this, even if it is back over the head, to move you to a different agency.
BMK, which was very, very surprising to me, because I thought talking to Richie was dealing with him in Amsterdam, that John, who's the owner, the father, is a very cheap bastard, and he can't get anything from John. But now I know different, because when I did West Brighton, John approached me. Hard. Very hard.
Yeah, I know.
He make sure the payments go in. John, I can honestly say, is a good fucking roofer. But he's got his connections downtown. I have no idea who. But he also, say this, should have
gone. One second. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say, legitimately say it, because I don't want to stop the tape and then they can't use it.
Okay.
We'll skip the rest of VNK
VNK. He approached me that he would give me, how much? I think $2,000 or $3,000 over there. Maybe $4,000, not sure.
Somewhere less than $5,000 or less. Somewhere in that range.
$5,000 is less than $5,000.
Okay.
Something like $3,000. And there again, because of payments and shit like that. Like I said, the roof was good. He did nothing wrong over there.
Right.
An attorney gave me, he didn't give it to me. He put it in the bathroom for the $1,000 in the bathroom. And he told me where to get it.
Right.
And I took it.
Right.
Then, after the shit went down with the extras, that extra plywood, the extra 10...
Oh, right. You did explain that all to John, about all that extra plywood.
Mm-hmm.
When design came and decided that everything had to be new.
He turned around. In fact, I have a thing in my car that I did a calculation from what he owed me. Because he turned around and said he would give me 2% of the job.
Oh.
Which comes up to, would have probably come to about 10 grand.
This was the job with the plywood?
In West Brighton. He just walked by me one day, he says, that's 2% of the entire job.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you, that's exactly how many he did.
I believe it.
He walked by me, that's 2% of the job. I looked at him. You know, I wish John could see my face. I was put to me.
Oh, God.
At that point, nothing else was given. Until one day he called me, after I got transferred, he called me up at my house. Because I do give contractors my beeper number and my home number.
Right, for emergency purposes.
In fact, I get their home numbers also because in case of emergencies.
Right. Which being in roofing, it does happen a lot of times.
Well, and then again, everybody says I'm fucking crazy doing it, but I do it anyway.
I've done it too. I do it mechanical.
I think it was Christmas Day. Called me up about 9 o'clock in the morning. Sound asleep in bed. He says, meet me in 15 minutes on Dunkin' Donuts on 4th Avenue. And actually, you know, my wife says, I gotta go. You know,
emergency, something come up.
And we met in Dunkin' Donuts, we had a cup of coffee on the way out, shook my hand, actually there was something in there. And he says, don't call my home, don't call the job, don't call my office, I'll be in contact with you.
Whatever he wanted, he would then call you and do something like the Dunkin' Donuts. I mean,
and it was $2,000 when I got home. Because really short. Really short.
But it was Christmas Day and you needed money, so you were happy for a minute.
Yes. Basically, is there anything else? Anybody else?
That was it. That was the last of the list, and it's 7:30 on, like I said, Tuesday the 4th of February, 1997. I will transcribe all this. I guess I could take the tape, right?
Yeah.
I'll transcribe all this, and I will not, and I'm saying it right here, I will not pass this stuff on to John, and I will advise Tony not to pass it on to John until after that letter's signed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do what you're doing for John. Tomorrow you will be wearing a wire and all that stuff, but the rest of this stuff, I think you should have protection with that letter before it all gets passed on. I will probably read John a list of the contractors and say there will be information on this after you sign the letter, giving him more of an incentive to sign that letter.